Lent, Week 2, Thursday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus, the Son of ransomed earth, shed in our inmost souls thy light, as in spring days a fairer birth heralds each morn the doom of night. This hour of grace thou dost impart, teach us with flowing tears the stain to cleanse from every victim heart that longs to feel love's welcome pain. The day is come, the accepted day, when Greece like nature flowers anew. Trained by thy hand the surer way, rejoice we in our springtime too. Let the whole earth in worship bow, great God, before thy mercy seat, as we, renewed by grace, do now with praises new thy presence greet. Lord, rouse up your might, and come to our help. Psalm 79. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us, you who lead Joseph's flock. Shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbours, our enemies, laughers to scorn. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea. To the great river it stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravished by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, rouse up your might, and come to our help. The Lord has done marvellous things, let them be made known to the whole world. A Canticle from Isaiah chapter 12. I thank you, Lord, you are angry with me, but your anger has passed, and you give me comfort. Truly, God is my salvation. I trust, I shall not fear. For the Lord is my strength, my song, he is my Saviour. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, give praise to his name, make his mighty deeds known to the peoples. Declare the greatness of his name, sing a psalm to the Lord, for he has done glorious deeds, make them known to all the earth. People of Sion, sing and shout for joy, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has done marvellous things. Let them be made known to the whole world. Ring out your joy to God our strength. Psalm 80. Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast. For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph, when he went out against the land of Egypt. A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden, your hand was freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you. I answered, concealed in the storm cloud, at the waters of Meribah I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning, O Israel, if only you would heed. Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey, so I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs. Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies. The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last for ever, but Israel I would feed with finest wheat, and fill them with honey from the rock. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Ring out your joy to God, our strength. A reading based on the first book of Kings, chapter 8. We are your people, Lord, and your heritage. Let your eyes be open to the supplication of your servant and to the supplication of your people Israel, giving ear to us whenever we call to you. For you separated us from among all the peoples of the earth to be your heritage. Responsory: It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. And from the evil word: It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. My son, remember that during your life you received good things, just as Lazarus received bad things. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My son, remember that during your life you received good things, just as Lazarus received bad things. Intercessions. Let us praise God for his loving kindness, which is revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Remember, Lord, that we are your children. Lead us more deeply into the life of your church, and through us, make it a clearer sign of the world's salvation. Remember, Lord, that we are your children. Lover of humankind, help us to play our part in the growth of the human city, and help us to build up your kingdom in every way. Remember, Lord, that we are your children. May we come to Christ when we are burdened, for he is the spring of living water who refreshes all who thirst. Remember, Lord, that we are your children. Forgive the harm that we have done. Guide us in the path of justice and truth. Remember, Lord, that we are your children. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you love innocence of heart, and when it is lost, you alone can restore it. Turn then our hearts to you, and kindle in them the fire of your Spirit, so that we may be steadfast in faith and unwearied in doing good works. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.